I'm Tony Hendro.
And I'm Jeff Kreisler.
And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
30 minutes of sizzling satire with teeth.
The House Republicans' campaign against Obamacare has put new pressure on Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan to explain how America will receive adequate health care. Our strong powers and cherry sundae caught up with the congressman in the House gym.
Congressman, what is your rationale for doing away with Obamacare?
As a devout Catholic, I believe that health comes from God, and health has to be earned.
But how, in practice, will you keep ailing Americans alive?
By replacing Obamacare and Medicare with a faith-based system of healing called MetaPrayer. For centuries, Americans of all denominations have survived on a reliable system of miraculous cures based on fervent prayer. If they hadn't, there'd be no United States. Let's get back to that bedrock conservative simplicity.
You expect miracles to work in the 21st century?
How has the church survived 2,000 years? Why are the Southern Baptists bigger than ever?
Because they all eat at Chick-fil-A?
MetaPrayer providers will work with approved medical professionals to make sure every MetaPrayer includes the exact nature of a patient's medical condition so that God's attention can be focused with laser-like precision on a cure.
So MetaPrayer comes up with miraculous cures. What about prevention?
Holy pictures, pilgrimages to Lourdes, praying to those lovely images of the Virgin that appear in cornflakes, rust stains, used diapers.
Jesus, you propose to replace effective health care by exploiting the desperation of the poor and aged?
Hey, I prayed to an image of the Virgin just yesterday in the second quarter receivables liabilities curve of Koch Industries. And my reflux problem cleared up like that.
Wow, really? I get terrible reflux,
That's
you know.
No miracle. You're an extremely wealthy young man who can afford to stay in shape.
You know why I glow with health, Sherry? Because my heart is pure. Speaking of Jesus, MetaPrayer draws its power from his awesome miracles.
Jesus didn't charge for curing the sick.
We don't know that. When Christ returns, I'm sure he'll charge competitive fees for miraculous services.
You gotta admit, Cherry, miraculous healthcare, especially with Jesus 2.0, will make great television.
I give up. Men are morons.
My fellow Americans, we are a Christian nation. And faithful Christians don't really need that much medical care. This life is just preparation for the next. Which is why God hates Obamacare. He wants you all to repeal Obamacare and get on the fast track to heaven now.
Hello, dudes. It is me, Hassan Rouhani, the brand new president of Iran. Now, I know what you're thinking. Iran, get back Jack. I don't want anything to do with these yokers. Hey, relax, bros. You're going to like me. I'm just like the Shah, but cooler, man. But I know where you are coming from, bros. You're thinking I'm going to be just like the last president. I mean, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. What was the deal with that guy, right? I mean, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad makes Muammar Gaddafi look like Golda Meir, right? Ha ha! So, relax, my homies. I'm not like crazy Mahmoud or Saddam Hussein, even though he was your guy. Come on, you know it's true. Our guy, Ayatollah Khomeini. But here are the top 10 reasons why you should like him. Number 10. I have a top 10 list. You gotta be kidding me, bros. That's right. I've been watching your David Letterman. I love that guy, and I couldn't get into Fallon. He gets too excited about interviewing someone he's interviewed like 10 times. Come on, bro. Calm down. Act like you've had a late night talk show before. Okay. Here's number 9. Okay. The Holocaust happened. There you go. Number 8. Now, I'm not saying Katy Perry isn't an infidel slut, but that hot and cold song is catchy. Number 7. Maybe we could have one nuclear bomb. We don't need 80. Just one. And only pointed at Israel. We're not going to use it. I just like it pointed at Benjamin Netanyahu. Come on. That guy is an asshole. Come on, bros. Some of you have to be with me on that one. Number 6. I know how to electric slide. Oh, baby. Number 5. Okay. There may be 3 gays in Iran. There. Number 4. I love karaoke. But you have to guess my jam, bros. Okay, I admit it. It's Summer Breeze by Seals and Croft. Number 3. I am glad the U.S. realized we are a democracy and we were going to vote the crazy guy out before they droned our country. Number 2. Okay, we might have a nuclear bomb pointed at them, but doesn't that mean we might recognize Israel? Huh? Huh? And number 1. We will take care of Miley Cyrus for the world. We'll do it. So come on, everybody. Get on the Hassan Rouhani train, and we'll grow to only mostly dislike each other. I'm new Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, and I'm cool, bros. Rouhani, out.
The following is a public service announcement from the GOP.
Hi, this is John Boehner for the Republican Party. We've gotten a bad rap lately by people who claim we want to undermine the government, when in fact, all we want to do is hold it hostage.
Refusing to reopen the government until you get your way is a proud tradition that goes all the way back to October 1st. Hi, I'm Steve King, but you can call me Wingnut.
Representative Wingnut.
Tea Party Representative Wingnut. John, do I have a grip on reality?
Not the last time I checked.
At the Republican Party, you don't need reality. John, what do we call Obamacare now that it's already been passed, upheld by the Supreme Court, and is the law of the land?
A bill.
It's just a bill. Yes, it's only a bill. And it's something that we're trying to kill. Do we call it a bill because we're stupid?
Well, some of us are.
Some of us are stupid, and some of us are crazy. You know what we call that?
Bipartisanship.
Hey, don't use big words around me.
Here in the Republican Party, you need never hear big words like compromise or reasonable.
Or African American.
Eric Cantor uses big words.
Yeah, that guy creeps me out.
He's on our side.
I know. You know who he reminds me of? A thinner Newman.
From Seinfeld.
Same beady eyes, same faux humanity. They're both government employees.
Hello, Cantor.
So join the GOP, the party of nothing.
We're looking for a few good wing nuts.
That's all we need to keep closing the government every 3 months.
Paid for by the Committee to Destroy America's Credit Rating.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
This is your oral test to become a U.S. citizen. Question 1. Which member of Congress represents your district in the U.S. House of Representatives? The correct answer is, I don't know. I, as a U.S. citizen, have no idea who my Congress member is. Question 2. You overhear this argument in your office.
Should we get the curly fries, disco fries, or the Cajun fries?
I don't know. Maybe the Cajun fries?
I like disco fries, but we can have Cajun fries.
No, we can get the disco fries.
I don't know, because, well, we can get the Cajun fries, or we could get curly fries and it'll be equal.
You know what's good on fries is leftover cheese puff dust.
You are so creative.
We could get the Cajun fries. Wait, which one did I prefer again?
The solution. Order all three kinds of fries, including the kind nobody wants. Eat until everyone in the office feels greasy and miserable, then continue eating. Take the remaining fries in the bathroom and mash them into the urinal just to make a point. Question 3. Where is America on a map? Here is a right-wing radio talk show host with the answer.
America is anywhere it damn well says it is.
Final question. Please respond to the following in essay form. If George Washington and Batman got in a fight, which one would end up eating the other? Either answer is correct, as long as it is well supported.
Congratulations! You have passed the test and are now a U.S. citizen. You will receive all the rights and privileges of every other American, except the ability to run for president or be taken seriously on a talk show.
Hello, I'm Gail Weinstein, and tonight we bring you a special report for the final edition. We all know and love Sesame Street. However, recently, one lovable character has introduced something new. That something is a mental state. That mental state is brought to you by the letter D for delusion.
Sunny day, sleeping the clouds away.
Fear not, everybody! I'm Super Grover! 2.0!
Grover believes he's a superhero.
Super Grover! 2.0!
And the residents of Sesame Street are very concerned. Abby the Fairy explains.
He's freaking everybody out! He keeps showing up to things claiming to be Super Grover 2.0 and trying to save the day with his powers of observation. Observation is not a power. Everybody can do it. We make Big Bird do it every day. Now, doing magical stuff, that's a power. I should know. I'm a freaking fairy.
Bert and Ernie explain further.
It's very annoying, if not scary.
Good point, Bert. That's very true. The thing is, he won't leave until the problem, most of the time created in his head, is solved.
He spent an hour looking for bird seed to feed my pigeons. I was holding the bird seeds.
He used to just give me a hug and leave. Now he demands credit for pulling something out of his utility sock. I think he keeps food in there.
It's gross.
We asked for an assessment from the street's most popular resident.
Elmo believes that Mr. Grover has some form of psychotic break and needed to develop a new personality in order to deal with the crisis. Elmo believes the break happened when Mr. Grover saw Mr. Cookie Monster eating vegetables. Elmo believes that seeing this made Mr. Grover question everything.
The final edition discovered footage of an intervention the residents of Sesame Street attempted in order to help Grover. Be warned, some of what you might hear may be disturbing.
Grover, it's me, Murray! Who's Grover? I do not know who this is. I'm Super Grover 2.0.
Grab him, Telly!
We love you, Grover!
Six antipsychotic pills!
You're Grover, damn it! Grover, you're not a superhero!
No, miss! You must need help with your sight! I will help you with my power of observation! For I am Super Grover 2.0!
Charge it up, Count!
One electroshock therapy! Perhaps a lobotomy would be more effective. One, One frontal lobotomy.
Good idea. Get the scalpel. I'll freaking do it.
Let go of me. Let go of me. I am Super Grover. 2 point.
Grover's whereabouts are currently unknown. I'm Gail Weinstein for the final edition.
And now, a message from Will Durst, read by our own Barry Lenk.
Which is harder to believe? The ludicrous shenanigans going down in Washington, or the fact that nobody seems particularly interested in doing anything about them? You'd think with national parks closed, veterans' benefits being withheld, and a possible catastrophic debt ceiling crisis looming, folks would be a-twitter, like chicken inspectors on a rotisserie spit during a power surge. And you'd be as wrong as a Bergman film on Comedy Central. What the country seems to be seeking here is a little something called political responsibility, which, in these dark days, is a wee bit of a tad of a total and complete oxymoron. Similar to saying Fukushima sushi, or elegant squalor. Weird normality. Iron kite. Freedom shackle. Fresh detritus. Colossal shrimp. Formal jeans. Sensitive linebacker, veteran rookie, reality TV, Catholic condom, sadistic lover, banker's compassion, temporary tax, healthy fries, or taking it to the streets, San Francisco barbecue, Milwaukee modernity, Jersey nuance, Arizona mist, Wyoming bouillabaisse, Utah jazz. Ramping it up, mandated choice, terminal approach, exceptional banality, gossamer fence, Amish website, carnival cruise, fortunate disaster, frozen inferno, iconoclastic tradition, disposable resource, joint account, behemoth slice, absent-minded surgery, tasty tofu, clean coal, aerobic couch, marijuana initiative, collateral damage, kamikaze reunion, drowsy lightning, garlic mouthwash, Nixonian charm, understanding spouse, bringing it back home, anarchist commander, accountable economist, municipal management, sympathetic bureaucrat, religious tolerance, limited warfare, guest worker, creationist science, guaranteed pension, Tea Party logic, Obamic strategy, Boehner endgame, Fox News.
This is Tony Hendra. You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. Visit thefinaledition.com every day for more sizzling satire with teeth.
The Koch brothers will see you now, Senator Cruz.
The final revelation is at hand. I have seen the shattering fulgurations of ultimate clarity. I bear witness to the light.
We know. It's on your webpage. Here he is, Mr. and Mr. Koch.
Ah, the famous Ted Cruz. Senator, we started out as chemical engineers. We engineered paper towels and paper cups and toilet paper and carpet fibers. We'd like to re-engineer you. You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, Senator Cruz, and we won't have it. Is that clear? Do you think you merely shut down the government and crash the stock market
The government has taken billions of dollars out of the economy, and now they must put it back. It is ebb and flow. It is ecological balance. And if you knew us, you'd know how much we hate using the word ecological. You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and deficits. There are no nations. The deficit is dropping. The debt is never actually due. There is only one holistic system of systems, one vast and immune, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars, campaign funding, PAC funding, dark money, smug, happy cretins on Wall Street. It is the hidden system of currency that buys ads for your campaign and Thorazine and Disneyland tickets for your Tea Party base. That is the atomic and subatomic and galactic structure of how you got and how you keep your job. And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone! Are we getting through to you, Senator Cruz? You get up and howl for your little 21-hour filibuster that wasn't even a filibuster, because when you were done, you just turned around and voted for the thing you were filibustering. What the frig was that? After all your talk and Darth Vader impressions and green eggs and ham, again, why? We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies. The world is a business, Senator Cruz. It has been since man crawled out of the slime. And, spoiler alert, man never did entirely crawl out of the slime. And our children will live, Senator Cruz, to see that perfect world in which there is no war or famine, oppression or brutality, and by that we mean there's no media coverage of it. It will just be one vast and ecumenical holding company in which all men will hold a share of stock, but in which we too will hold millions of shares and maintain a controlling interest. And we have chosen you, Senator Cruz, to preach this evangel.
Why me?
Because you're an attention whore, dummy. You find some lame excuse to get in front of the cameras every night of the week, Monday through Friday. And if people aren't looking at you, you will literally stay up all night talking until they do.
I have seen the face of God.
You just might be right, Senator Cruz.
This episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour was performed by Jen Dodd, Rob Gordon, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Kevin Janis, and Tony Hendra. It was written by Rob Gordon, Barry Lank, John Marshall, and Tony Hendra. And if you haven't had your fill of sizzling satire with teeth, visit thefinaledition.com. Also, while you're on the internet, you can purchase our first album, The Vinyl Edition, on iTunes and CD Baby. Show your support with your money. The Final Edition Radio Hour was produced by Jeff Kreisler and Tony Hendra, engineered by Melissa Gerson, and edited by Greg Russ. The Final Edition Radio Hour is a production of The Final Edition, LLC, copyright 2013.